Granny Maud. Good afternoon, Granny Maud.
Good
How are you?
Afternoon. I'm fine, thank you.
How's the old grump?
As miserable as ever. He's moaning he can't get the wood he needs for the next project.
Really?
So it gives him something to moan about, so that's
all
right.
Bless him. Oh, bless him. I hear life's very busy for you at the moment.
It is, yes. We thought we'd sort of semi-retired from all this crafting thing. And Tony had a very bad spring, not being well, and I've had a new hip. But now we're back into it. We've been asked to run some craft fairs again. And
that's good to be wanted.
It is, yes. And then, of course, we were on the telly, so it's just gone mad.
Yes, and we're slightly to blame for that, aren't
you
we,
are.
Here at Siren Radio?
Yes.
Apparently we told the BBC about you and they thought they liked you.
They jumped on the bandwagon, I'm afraid.
Now, this weekend, you've got a craft fair.
We have.
Based on the 1940s weekend.
Yes, well...
tell us more about that.
It's really because St Mary Lewickford Church, which everybody thought was, or a lot of people thought was closing, is not closing. It is a church that has been stood in Lincoln for longer than any other church in the city. And it's going to be used to minister to the people of the city. It's the city church, you know, so all sorts of events can be run there. But meanwhile, while they're trying to get it sorted and going again, they are very short of funds.
So you've got this craft fair, which Ed Wellman and I have rather cheekily called everything from a coffee morning to a bun fight. But this is an official craft fair, very posh.
Yes.
What time is it all starting? Because it's Saturday and Sunday, isn't
Saturday
it?
It's Saturday and Sunday. We start at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning till 3 o'clock, and the same on Sunday, 10 till 3. And there are 9 different stalls selling all sorts of different things, and there is coffee and cake being served.
Coffee, which always attracts people.
Well,
I was going to say coffee and cake. You know, there's absolutely no reason not to attend with coffee and cake. But when you say stalls, what sort of things are on the stalls? Because, I mean, you're noted for your crafting skills.
Yes, thank you.
And you produce some wonderful pieces.
Yes, well, they will be there. And Tony's steampunk jewellery and his clocks and things like that will be there. The lady who is the church warden there, Jackie, she does some beautiful photographs of sunsets, and she'll have them on sale.
Are they framed, or are they going to be?
I'm not quite sure.
You're not sure?
No.
Because I mean, I know once quite often you go to these things, and people have them in little plastic packaging with a mount, and that you can then get them framed yourself.
Well, I suppose in some ways that's a lot easier, because you know, if you had to sort of try and fit a picture to everybody's different style of a frame, you know, not everybody wants the same frame, so it's easier to sell them without.
So you've got this going on at the weekend, because Lincoln's having its 1940s weekend this weekend. It was in Woodhall Spa last weekend, the weekend before. And of course it poured with rain on them. They got soaked. We've had nothing but rain here. The one beauty about Mary Wigford's is that if it is pouring with rain,
they can all come in here.
Absolutely. You can come in and have coffee and cake.
Yes.
And stay dry.
And stay dry, yes.
I'll tell you what, we'll take a break for some music, and then we're going to talk about some men that you've managed to persuade to do something for you.
Yeah.
Here's the Beatles. If you are listening, old grump, she's behaving herself. All right, I'll just tell you that now.
Makes a change.
Hey?
You'd say it makes a change.
Now, we've talked about what's going on at St Mary Lewickford's this weekend. Next Friday, that's a week tomorrow, you've got an event at St Peter at Gout's Church.
Yes, we have.
Again, raising funds for the church. What's this all about?
Well, the diocese, Lincoln Diocese, is reorganising the church, the parishes. And because of a shortage of not only money but men or ladies, vicars, they they are expecting us to pay more towards the cost of having a vicar. And so every church is looking to raise more funds at the moment. So St Mary's, which is our sister church, St Mary Lewigford, they have a service once a week. Now, there's no way, with their very small, what they're doing at the moment, can they afford much towards a vicar. We are somewhat better off, but we still need to find more money towards our share of a vicar. So that's what a lot of churches are doing at the moment.
So you managed to persuade some men...
I have.
..to
It was ladies last month, to be fair.
All right.
Mostly ladies.
But this month you managed to get hold of some men...
Yes.
..to sing for you.
We have. The Harmony Barbershop Chorus.
Where have you managed to find them?
Online. On Lincoln Sings, I think it was.
Silly question, that, yes. So these gentlemen, I presume, sing a cappella.
I think so, yes. Well, looking at the picture of them, there's quite a few of them.
There is, actually. And they're all very smartly dressed in a white... Looks like almost a tux, doesn't it?
Yes.
Red ties, black shirts.
I understand they've got a new outfit.
A new outfit?
Yes.
Oh, they're not doing the full Monty, are they?
I hope not.
That would be interesting. Actually, funny enough, Alex, my colleague before, was talking about skinny dipping, so it seems to be the in thing at the moment. But no, they're not doing the full Monty.
Yeah.
So that's going on at St Peter at Gout's next Friday, I believe.
Next Friday at 7:30.
And you've got a thing here that says minimum entry.
Yes.
Well, rather than charging people.
Because we are a church, we don't feel that we can charge people to come into a church. So we're hoping that we'll get enough donations that we'll pay for the choir to come and have some for our funds.
And I suppose, of course, the obvious thing is there going to be tea and cake?
All there is.
Great.
When does the church not provide tea and cakes?
You know, that is almost a draw, isn't it, for any church? Tea and cake. There we go. So that's Friday the 28th.
Friday the 28th, yeah. And the following month we are hoping to have an organ recital on our newly refurbished organ.
Wow.
That's at St Peter's the following month. But in meanwhile, there is also two more big events at St Mary's for the Steampunk Festival and the Pride Festival.
Yeah, well, of course, Steampunk's coming along very soon.
Yes, I can't remember which way around they are. But
I can't either, no. Steampunk's definitely the end of August, that much, yeah. I do know.
Yeah, so I think Pride is before that.
Is it? I'm not sure. I suppose, of course, the obvious thing is you're busy doing things. What about Granny Maud? Because you've been raising money for charity for as long as I can remember.
10 years or so, apparently, we've been doing it.
Yeah. How's that going at the moment? Because, I will tell everybody, I support Granny Maud. I've just given her some material and a couple of cushions and some braiding and said, turn those into seat covers for me. And she will, and I'll give her the money for them. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
But, I mean, your skills and your talents know no bounds almost.
We do try. We're, as I say, I think I said, you know, we were almost retiring from it because of age and infirmity. But thanks to the good old National Health, I don't care what anybody else says, but I'm walking around wonderfully after two months after a new hip.
Mm.
And so I'm getting back on the sewing machine and I've got more energy and so I can get all these things done. And we've got lots of orders at the moment, so...
And who are the people who are now benefiting from Granny Maud? Because if I remember rightly, it was
Ukraine. Same people in Iceland.
I was going to say it was Iceland at one point.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember, didn't money go to one of the local charities as well at some point? But it was the people in Iceland.
It's the people in Iceland who benefit, yes. And a son out there now is 17, still with the mental age of a 3 or 4 year old. And looking after her is hard work, and there is no cure still. So, yes, it is Sunna that's on my heart for everything I do. So we've been lucky enough to be on local and national television just lately, and wonderfully, because I thought with this the ill health we've had this spring, the donations would go down wonderfully. The people that have supported us from those two events have completely filled the gap that I thought was going to be there. We're still going to be able to give as much as we did last year, by the look of things, fingers crossed. People are so kind.
You know, that's brilliant. And I think, I have to say, Granny Moore, I think you're a wonderful person doing this. Absolutely wonderful. You and the old grump.
He keeps getting a mention, bless him.
Well, I've got to mention him, otherwise he'll feel left out, won't he? Listen, we'll catch up with you again in a few months' time,
find out how
life's getting on.
Yes.
In the meantime, let's just remind everybody, it's this weekend at St Mary Wickford's.
Yes.
Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday, 10 till 3.
And a week on Friday at?
At
St Peter at Gout's.
St Peter at Gout's at 7:30.
Brilliant. Look forward to hearing how those went.
Thank you very much.
Here's Bill Withers and Lean On Me.